Blog Talk Radio.
All of those nights I would cry my heart so pure.
had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes.
Yes.
We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body.
Yes.
We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Mr. Tri Tibbet this morning, he turned it. He turned it around for us and Pastor Hinton this morning praying the prayer of faith. We need Jesus today. Without him, we can do nothing. And we need him on this Thursday morning, October the 14th, 2021. God has blessed us. We are coming right into the weekend. He brought us all the way through this week. Brought us from last Saturday all the way up until this present time. And we're grateful unto Almighty God this morning because he's the God that healeth thee. He can heal us of anything. Oh, yeah, mental health. He can heal us of any sickness, any disease. Yeah, he's Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jehovah, that have all power today. There's no higher power than him. And I tell you this morning, all power is on our side. Without him, we can't make it. So he know this, so he come right in for us. Bless us to wake up, clothed in our right minds, youth and activity of our limbs, life, health, and strength this morning. We may not have all that we desire. We may be going through some things, but we yet can look to the hills from which cometh our help today. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And he's on our side today. And I just want to share this morning. We need a Savior. And those of us that have gone before him and asked him to forgive us, to come into our hearts and live forever, Lord, we need you. We need you to be real in our lives. Let me tell you, he's for us today. And if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. We just got to believe it. We just got to try him. And we need this Savior. And who is this Savior today? The one and only Jesus Christ, the Son of the true and living God, Jehovah, that have all the power. He so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son. That if we'll believe today, believe on his Son, that God sent him for us, we won't perish, but we'll have everlasting life. We see what the world is going through. We see it. But if they had a Savior, hallelujah, if they had his spirit living on the inside of them, if they could keep their mind on him, he would keep them in perfect peace. They wouldn't be so apt to follow any and everything. Yeah, they wouldn't be so ready to do evil. They wouldn't love money for the love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. When you love money, there's nothing too evil for you to do to get it. Yeah, people have sold their children for money. Yeah, people have captured other people for money. People will allow you to die because of money. But we love him this morning. Him that can supply all our need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. How many know he made the heavens and the earth? And the same God that have all power, he can even cause men to give into your bosom, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Whatever you need this morning, he can supply it. I don't care what it is. Lord, I need a new mind. He'll give you a new mind. I need a new attitude. I need a new way of thinking. Lord, I need some money. Lord, I need a better car. God, I need a better house. Lord, I need a better walk with you. God, I want to know the ministry that you called me to. I want to work my ministry. And I want to go full-time working in ministry unto you. Whatever you need this morning, he's a supplier of your need. If he does not give it to you, that means right now, it won't work together for your good. Yeah, it won't work together for your good right now if he does not give it to you. But if it will work together for your good, You got it. Ask for it. We have not because we ask not. Have you asked him about that thing that's concerning you? Have you asked him about your heart's desire? Hallelujah. Have you asked him for that closer walk with him? Father, help me to understand your word. Give me wisdom. Help me to apply your word to my everyday life. He's able this morning. I'm telling you today, oh my goodness, from Zion, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Listen, there's a lady, and this woman wants me to be blessed. She wants me to be blessed because she knows this. If I'm blessed, she's going to be blessed too. Oh my goodness. I said, Lord, I ain't never seen such. Yeah, but she wants me to be blessed. And she tell me things like this. God is doing it. God is blessing you. God is going to bless you even more. God is going to do this. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep going. Just stay wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. He's going to bless you. Now, when people do this, guess what? God is going to bless them, because when he blesses, it's always twofold. He's going to bless them that's speaking the blessing on you. And the blessings that they're speaking on you is going to bless you. If you come to me and you say, well, look, my light bill is $400. I got $335. Do you have $65 to help me finish out my light bill? And I give you $65. I plant a seed to you of $65. What God is going to do is turn around and multiply the seed that I planted to you and bless me. Now, sometimes he may not give me a total of money back, but my electric will never be cut off because of the seed I planted, the $65 I planted to your electric. Yeah, when we learn the principle of giving, we're going to be blessed. The same God that supply anything you need. If he see that you have a giving heart, he's going to bless you. I've given in places I forgot all about. And the harvest come up. It don't always come up like I gave it. It comes up in a better way than I gave. And it comes up more than I gave. Huh? Anybody understand what I'm talking about this morning? He loves a cheerful giver. I'm so excited. Mike Murdoch told me this. He said, look, he said, when I found out the principle of giving, he said, I started giving and I said to myself, I'm going to milk this until I can't milk it no more. God loves a cheerful giver. And when we give cheerfully, excited to give, because we know God is giving back to us. When I give, I expect something back. And it may not come back the way that I gave it, like I say. I may have given $65. He didn't give me money back. He gave me electric. For the rest of my life, I'll never be in the dark, no matter where I am. I may have planted a $1,000 seed over here. And all of a sudden, a flood of money start coming in. And I'm like, what is going on? I spend 20-20 come back. I spend 40-40 come back some type of way. It could come off Miss Muggs. It could come off a book I wrote. Huh? It could come off of some voice recording I did. And somebody got the encouraging voice recorder and say, I found this today and I'm so excited and I thank you for it. I just want to send you $30. The sound recording was free because it was put out there to encourage somebody, to inspire somebody in Jesus. But they so loved it, they was willing to pay for it. Even when it was free. God loves a cheerful giver. We need a savior this morning. I was telling a young lady last night, I said, listen, what's happening is the older lady, she needs the spirit of the Lord. She needs the Holy Ghost, honey. She needs the Holy Spirit. Because once you get the Holy Spirit, you allow it to lead and guide you. it will make you a better person. He will make you a better person. Yeah. The Spirit of God will come, and the bad things you've been doing, you'll stop. The evil thoughts you had towards others, even your enemies, you'll stop all of that. Because the Holy Spirit makes changes in our lives. It changes our heart. It changes our way of thinking. And many don't consider the Holy Spirit. They just consider themselves and what they're doing in the scriptures. But you got to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you and in you. Once you allow this, you're going to realize I needed a Savior. Every day I need a Savior. I went to the altar and I received the Savior. I said I do. But daily, I got to remember I need a Savior. I got to remember I need a Spirit leading and guiding me. It's going to lead and guide you in all truth. Anything that's not right, anything that's a lie, anything that's wrong, he's going to allow you to know. Yeah. It does not make us all of that in a bag of donuts, but it makes us better people for us. I'm not trying to prove to nobody what I got. I'm not trying to prove to nobody that I really love the Lord. I'm walking according to his word the best that I can. I want to do right by him. I want to obey him. I'm not trying to prove that. I'm trying to do that for me, not for other people, and so other people can see. But I'm trying to do it for me so that I can see and I can know. Yeah, people get cranky and need self-control. Many times you can't control you. You can't stop your flesh. You can't bring your flesh under subjection. You need the Spirit of the Lord so that he can move in you and do it for you. And he'll do it through you if you want it. When you find yourself in some type of way that you know it shouldn't be, all you got to do is call on it. Lord, help me, God. I don't want to be self-controlling. I don't want to be out of control. But I want to be led by your Spirit. Remember Saul? Boy, he hated old David. And he hated David because he knew God had taken the anointing from him and gave it to his neighbor, David. He could not stand David. He couldn't drink water around him. No, he wasn't able. And when that evil spirit would come on Saul, he would try and kill David. He wasn't playing. But God used the same person he wanted to kill to soothe that evil spirit in him. When David would play the harp, he would calm down. Yeah. And today we can ask God, Lord, I don't want this evil spirit using me. I don't want my flesh using me. I don't want the devil even speaking to me about nothing. When I know it's the devil talking to me, I'm going to cut him off right there. Don't you say another word to me. I'm not listening. And if you have to begin to quote the word of God, begin to quote the word of God. If you have to start singing a song, start singing a song. And drown that devil out. And put him on the run. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes, the Savior of the world comes, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I feel all right there. Amen goes right there this morning. And you know, I was up and listening to New World Son. And when I tell you, these some bad brothers right here. Oh, my goodness. Early in the morning, he told them, he said, listen, I need you to praise God right here. We come to praise it. We come to lift him up. We come to give him glory. Let's do that right now. And that's what they began to do. The people began to praise God. Because we need a Savior. And he's the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Savior of the world is on our side. Yeah, because we believe. We believe that the Savior of the world is the Son of the true and living God that have all power. And look, I just want to read this right here. We got one more request to go to this morning. But in John 13 and 23, it says, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Did you hear that? Leaning on Jesus' bosom. Anybody ever leaned on his bosom? Anybody ran to his arms because they needed a hug? Some people say, well, I can't hug him because I can't see him. Well, you need the Holy Spirit. That's what you need, the Holy Spirit, and you'll be able to feel him, see him, touch him, all of this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Louis. Galatians 5 and 22 through 24 in the New American Standard Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. And that's what we have to do. We have to crucify this flesh daily. In other words, bring it under subjection. Make your flesh behave. Don't let it tell you what to do. Because the flesh will tell us to fornicate, commit adultery, tell a lie, cheat, steal, and do what we want to do. The flesh will tell us what the world is offering is right when it's wrong. Because it says, if the world has flipped upside down and they're calling right wrong and wrong right, this is why we go back to the old path and take a look around and stay with God. Because he's the right way to go. He's the right one to be with. He's the right one to listen to. His word is true. So his word is the right path to follow this morning. Oh, I feel all right there. Yeah, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit. These are the things of the Holy Spirit. These are what I call the Holy Ghost will have in you. Love, you'll be able to love those that appear to be unlovable. You'll be able to love your enemies. You'll be able to pray for them that despitefully use you, that on purpose they lie on you, on purpose they take from you. You'll be able to love these people and pray for them and overlook their faults. Now, I don't mean we stay with them because we see who they are. And how can two walk together except they agree? We don't agree with what they're doing. So we don't hang out. But we love them and we pray for them. Joy. You're going to be happy. You're going to have some joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. You're going to have joy. If you have his spirit. But you got to have his spirit in you to have this joy. Thank you, Brother Louis. You're going to have peace. I don't care what's going on, you are going to have peace. Yeah. And you're not going to allow anything to move you out of your peaceful place. Because things are coming our way. Our trials are coming. Sometimes death going to come. Sometimes sickness going to come. Sometimes no money going to come. Sometimes we may have purchased something and lose it, bought something and lose it. Sometimes our children going to be a problem, the husband, the wife, all kind of stuff. Folk we love walk away from us, but you'll yet have joy because you have the Spirit of Almighty God living on the inside of you. You got his Holy Spirit. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So he's holy and his Spirit is holy. And he gives his Spirit to us. Patience. You're not going to be in a rush for everything. You're going to have patience to wait on God. Because when you realize that you are able to wait, you're going to get more. You're going to get that heart's desire. You're going to get the things that you need, huh? Patience. Kindness. You want to be kind to everybody. You don't want to do people any and every old kind of way. People are going to see kindness in you. They'll see that joy in you. They'll see peace in you. They'll see that love in you. Goodness. You always want to do what's good. You always want to give somebody something. That go with kindness. You always want to give. You heard they didn't have food and you don't have a whole lot yourself, but hey, I can make a casserole and take it over there. And I'm telling you, that thing is good. Yeah. You really can't do too much, but you can make a casserole and some biscuits. Homemade from scratch because it's less expensive. And you take that over. You put quality ingredients in what you made for them and take it over there. Now they have a meal. If they have a salad or a drink, they can put that with that. If they got a dessert, they can put that with that and have a whole dinner. Kindness and goodness. Hallelujah. I like them too. Faithfulness. Watch out now. Faithfulness. Look at Louis talking about biscuits. Faithfulness. Do you hear me? He said if we would be faithful, he would give us a crown of life that would never fade away. But when we look at him, he's faithful. We were made in his image. We ask that this mind be in us that was also in his son, Christ Jesus. So whatever his son did, that's what we want to do, and we want to be faithful at it. If he chose us for something, we want to be faithful at it. If he called us to something, we want to be faithful at it. I try to always be in place. I try to always do it. Somebody know I'm here. Well, let me call over there. Some people hadn't been to the show for years, and they come by one morning, and I'm still here. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gentleness. We're not going to be so harsh with people. They say a harsh word to us. We don't return a harsh word back. We turn a soft word. Because I believe it was Solomon said, a soft answer turn away wrath. Oh, come on today. We going there. Self-control. I don't want to be all of that crazy like I used to be. The least little thing you say, I feel like it's out of pocket. I just go to cussing you out. My flesh is telling me to do something that's against God, that's even against me. I don't want to do that. I want to have self-control. And if I got the Spirit of God would give me self-control. When I find myself being in a place where I don't want to be and all talking crazy and acting crazy, if I will allow the Spirit of God, and sometimes you don't say nothing. It's your thoughts. It's what you're thinking. A young lady told me one time, said, my mama slapped me, and I was driving, and we was riding down the street, and she hit me kind of hard. She said, I almost opened that door and pushed her out of the car, but self-control. She had the Spirit of God. See, the devil told her, just open that door on her side at the red light. And just push her right out the car and pull off. But self-control, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to her heart and tell her, no, don't do that. Yeah. And they made it to their destination. It says, against such things, there is no law. When you got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, there's no law against that. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. Because the flesh have passions and it have desires. It have things you feel and it have things it wants you to do. And things it wants, the natural person, the flesh, there's no good thing in it. And it will corrupt you. It will destroy you. When I hear people talk about they got stress, when I hear them say they have anxiety, when I hear them talk about I'm going through depression, you have allowed your flesh passions and desires to come in more than the Holy Spirit. And this thing bring other stuff with it. See, because when the devil see a little crack in your mind, he come in and turn it into a huge hole. He said the least little crack in your mind, he comes in and turn it into a big hole. If he see an inch, he want to take it for a mile. This is the way that he is. And see, if you depending on your flesh, don't do it. Because the devil will come in and speak to your flesh. You think it's you thinking this way. No, ma'am, and no, sir. It's the enemy has come in to invade your territory, the territory of your mind, because that's where it's all, that this is where it all begins. Your mind is a battlefield. This is how we battle the devil in our mind. It all starts with our mind. He'll speak to our mind because this is what we think with. Yeah. You as a natural person can be thinking something. And he'll come in and add some evil to it to see if he can get you to react to it. I've heard people say, well, I had anxiety attack. They told me when you do that, find something you like that you can touch, feel, and something you can eat. And this will settle you back down. Well, if you really have to go through all of that, them spirits. But if evil spirits, let me make the difference here. But if we get the Holy Spirit and we practice allowing the Holy Spirit to rule in our lives, there would be a great difference in there. Yes, it will. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you the truth this morning. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he's the life for me too. He's the way, the truth, the life, and my light. Because light shined in darkness, and one day I was able to comprehend that it was Jesus. And he was there for me because he so loved me. And the Father so loved me that he sent Jesus. So I received him, and it brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Oh, it's a great light now. I can see clearly now the dark is gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Isaiah 5:20 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, because that's what we got going on today, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. It says, woe unto them. Why would it say woe? There's a great punishment coming. They may run for years and years. They may run on doing it until they die. But one day there's a great punishment coming for them. For the wages of sin is death. Death. Spiritual and physical death. But the gift of God is eternal life. They're going to suffer in hell throughout eternity. But those of us that stay on the straight and narrow, we have the gift of the Spirit, the gift of God, and it gives us eternal life if we can allow the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us into all truth. And we follow the lead. You'll tell me, Barbara, don't say that. Don't do that. And he don't make no long, drawn-out speech about, well, Barbara don't do that because of this and that. Now, sometimes he does because he need to give me some vital information that will keep me saved, keep me with him. Then there are days he just say, don't do that. Some days he'll just say, don't say that. Some days he'll say, don't go over there. And that's all he say. Because he always give us choices. He never want to be accused of ruling and reigning over us. You know, we got to do what he says. And if we don't do what he says, then we... Nope. He give you options, as they call them today. He give you choices. You make your own choice. See, because like I share, we are making a movie. We're recording our own movie every day. We're the star in it. We got the leading role. We're the producer, we're the director, we're everything in our movie. And whatever choices we put in this movie, when he played this movie back one day at judgment, it's going to speak for itself. Mm-hmm. So we're moving on along But it says again, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Now that's what he said. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. I know it to be the truth. I don't know about you. A person come along and they cuss me. Call me a so-and-so, let's say. Back in the day, that stirred up anger. It made me mad, and I went to cussing them back out and was ready to fight. There were times when somebody said something, what I call out of pocket to me, and then they said, oh, I'm sorry. No, because you know what? This, this, and that. It caused me to remain calm. So I know Proverbs 15:1 is the truth. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's the way this morning, the truth, and the light. Do you need a Savior today? The songwriter said, I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, and heavy winds may blow. I'll tell the world, wherever I may go, that I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Oh, yeah, Sister Jerry. Psalms 55:22. Oh, they're going to help me do this morning. In the International, New International Version, it says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He would never let the righteous fail. Psalms 34:12-16, New International Version, says, whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and keep searching after it. Keep going after it. Yeah, I say keep running after peace. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Did you hear that? To cut off the memory of them from the earth. My goodness. These are the things we want to remember. We want to allow the Spirit of the Lord to come in and take control. Let him lead and guide the way. And these things we can do. We won't be speaking lies. Yeah. We desire to keep our tongue from evil. I don't want to talk about you bad. I want to pray for you. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. And when I think on it many days, he counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. He considered Abraham to be a righteous man and called him friend. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. I'm going to pray by faith. I'm going to pray through faith. I'm going to pray in faith. I'm going to pray because of faith. I'm going to pray because I believe and I trust God. But he said this right here, ooh-wee. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. He's looking at what the evil is doing. And he's against evil. And those that are doing it, he want to cut off the memory of them from the earth. Nobody won't even remember them because of the evil they have done. Yeah. God is faithful unto us, always blessing us in some way, somehow. Evil is all around us. Y'all just have no clue. Right now, evil wants to destroy each of us. Evil really want to kill us. It wants us out the way because of this evil plans. But greater is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're grateful unto him. Yeah. So we thank God this morning. God bless you, Evangelist Maven. Thank you so much. And I hollered at you this morning, but I figured you were busy. And I said good morning back to you and everything. And then I thank you for speaking. Have a wonderful show. God bless you this morning. Yeah, God is faithful unto us. But we must learn how to be faithful unto him. Yeah. Must learn how to be faithful unto him. But when I look at Jesus, the Savior of the world, he always has something good for us. He's always there for us. He always have compassion for us. He loves us and he shows his love. And anything that go on, he's right there to help you. He didn't come to destroy you. He comes that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He comes that he could show you the way back to the Father. He comes to show you that there's a better way, even in this life. He comes to show you that God sent them here and then to teach and to share and to give, and then brought him back home. And he went back to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also one day, but we must believe. He allowed us to stay and not go back with him, because there's work for us to do. Man can talk to man. Man can give to man. God used man, I mean the generic term, men and women. God used men and women to bless each other. He'll use my mouth to witness to somebody, and the witness that I witness to them will lead them to him. Sometimes it don't happen the same day as the witness come forth, but his word won't return void. What he sent his word out to do is going to do just that. It may be a year later. They still doing whatever they were doing when they met me, but I witnessed to them about the goodness of the Lord. And a year later, something happened and they remember. You know, I remember that lady telling me about what God had did in her life. And I'm asking, I'm going to talk to them. They may not be at church. They may be sitting in their car. They may be driving down the road and give their life to God right there. And God received them. And then he lead and guide them, open doors, and they find a Bible teaching church, a truth teaching church, a gospel, a preaching church. Or God used them at home and give them wisdom of his word. And they began to grow. Now they witness. Because he done gave them testimony after testimony. They done got the taste every day to see that the Lord is good. Yeah. I was looking over at Thessalonians 4 and 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, that right there made me too excited too many days, because I'm willing to come back with them to judge the world. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus now will God bring with him. He's coming back looking for his church, those of us that went to sleep in him, because saints don't die. We sleep awake. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his majesty. So when he come back, we coming with him. We're still talking about Jesus, the Savior of the world. And because of him, all these things can take place. It says sleep in Jesus now. It didn't say those that just die. Hallelujah. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 4 and 14. Again, now that was Thessalonians 4 and 14. This is 2 Corinthians 4 and 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with him. Did you hear that? This is why my prayer is, let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Give me the heart and the mind and everything to follow your Holy Spirit. Don't let me react. Don't let me act. Don't let me walk out in my flesh at no time. Father, keep me where I'm relying on your spirit to lead and guide me. Let me follow. Don't let me try to take the lead. Don't let me lean to my own understanding. Father, in all my ways, help me to acknowledge you and allow you to direct my path. Because this is what I need. It will keep me out of trouble. Sometimes it may make you look like a fool to a real fool. Because a fool don't understand the ways of God. And a fool would think he's doing something that's great when he's doing foolish things. That only a fool gonna follow, but then with a sound mind, they know it's foolishness, they won't follow that. I'm thankful this morning for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. look at this. Mark 10 and 14. I'm just putting some pieces in there. Just throwing some things in there for you. The Savior of the world is who we're talking about. Jesus Christ. The Son of the true and living God. Mark 10 and 47 says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He's the Savior of the world. We could cry out to him, Lord, have mercy on me. God, help me today. Lord, I need you right now. Move for me right now, God. I need you. I can't do this on my own. The sick, those that are crippled, handicapped, you can cry out to him today and he'll come in. Hallelujah. But it's got to be from a sincere place. And it's got to be at your heart and not a selfish place. Because many will use him. Many will use him. Many try to use God and get done through him what they want to have done through him. No love for him, no staying with him, no obeying him, no sharing with others of his goodness, no giving to others, no feeding others, nothing. All I can think about is me and mine. A lot of church people, I just have to look at them and shake my head. Because you're so dressed up and fixed up and made up until when you see people in need, especially on the street, it's good. That's the attitude they have. Not realizing it could have been you. Not realizing, Lord, I thank you that you gave me a sound mind. Lord, I thank you that you're blessing me. Lord, I thank you that you give me the mind and heart to take a shower, to wash and comb my hair. I thank you, Lord, that you bless me to keep my glasses clean. See, because when people out there, a lot of times, they don't have what they need. And some of these people have illnesses that won't allow them to go in to nowhere to take a shower. Because everywhere they go, these spirits in them are telling them, don't do this, don't do that, because they're going to kill you. If you get in the shower in there, they're going to turn the gas on and you're going to suffocate. If you get in the shower, it's going to hang you. They're going to let the rope down out of the ceiling. It's going to come around your neck. You're not going to pay attention because you're taking a shower and it's going to hang you. These are how the spirits talk to people, evil. So God has blessed us with a sound mind to shower, to wash our hair, men to shave, and clean. And women go get their nails cleaned and their toenails and their feet cleaned. God gave us a sound mind. Even let us know cleanliness is next to godliness. But not everybody is that way. And sometimes he's going to use you so that that person can come this way and get a sound, get power, love, and a sound mind. The power to fight them spirits. The power to just say no to the devil. The power to just say, God, I need you. I don't know how to go on in this. I need you to show me the way. I don't even know if I have faith. But Lord, I need you to teach me faith. Show me what to do. I don't even know if I believe in you, because I don't even know if you're real. I've been in this hallucinated, paranoid state for so long. I don't know what's real and what's not real. But Lord, if you come and show me, then I can do it. But you got to do it because I don't know how. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what happened right down the street. Sometimes I say all you can do right now is just call on the name of Jesus. Because see, they won't let them spirits come out. They won't let you lay hands on them to cast a spirit out or speak to them spirits that's in them, because they're familiar spirits. These people have had these spirits for so long. But as God's speaking and telling them what to do, he's renewing their mind. Because see, they lost their mind. The enemy had their mind. They downtown Jacksonville fighting, cutting. Good thing they don't have a gun. They done shot everything up and everybody. We need a Savior. We need a Savior today. And Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And if we'll rely on him and allow him to lead and guide us in the Holy Spirit, we're going to get to do a work that we never thought possible. We didn't even know this was out here in the world. We didn't know these people was going through this. I got a lady that called me, and her husband is addicted to alcohol. And she, when she first started calling me, she didn't understand and why and this and that. And I had to tell her them addicted spirits. Addicted spirits is cunning, conniving. They manipulative. Yeah. An addicted spirit will accuse you when it's them. And they won't allow the person to hear nothing negative about themselves. No. And many people, family members, wives, husbands, enable these spirits in their loved ones because they don't know what else to do. And when they done had these spirits in them for so long, the way they cut up, the way these spirits cut up, they don't like the loved one because the loved one don't have the same spirits. Them spirits can't use the loved ones to drink all day and all night. Wake up with the drink on the side of the bed. Go to bed full of the drink. They don't like them. Addicted spirits. Oh, it's all kind of stuff out here. So as I begin to share with her and begin to pray and all this kind of thing, she began to understand a little better. And I told her, I said, someday you ain't going to be able to say none of them spirits. Because if you say anything that's right to them, they're going to get crazy. They're going to show you what a spirit really does. I said, so some days you got to be quiet. This is why we're praying for leader, you know, for God to lead you to know when and how and when not to. Yeah. Y'all know I'm something different. I mean, what I can't take, I'm not going to deal with it. But it's been almost 20 years now. No, it's been 20 years. And I'm still praying for her. Yeah. And the least little thing happened that caused an addicted person to do more of whatever their addiction is. It could be alcohol. It could be drugs. It could be sex. It could be an evil way of getting money. Whatever that addiction is, it's going to cause it to do more. To intake more of that addiction. Yeah. So I went on a little bit further, and I'm looking at John chapter 6 and verse 24. It says, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Look. If you go somewhere and they say this the house of prayer, they say this the house of the Lord, and you don't find Jesus there, and you don't find any of his people that have him there, they took off. They went looking. They went seeking for Jesus. Many times we may be in a church and we may have our membership there, may have been there for years. But we went there a few Sundays, and we didn't find God in his house. We didn't find Jesus there. We need to take ship. We need to take flight. We need to run, whatever we need to do, and get out of there and go seek for Jesus. Wherever he's found, that's where I want to be. I don't want to be over here because I've been in here 45 years. I don't want to be in here because... when we started this ministry, it wasn't but five of us, and we put all our money together and built this ministry. Now, y'all can keep all of that. If God bless me to build there, he'll bless me to build somewhere else. The vision unchanged. He had me there to help with the vision, and now that the vision unchanged, he changing me right on out of there. But many of us, we're afraid to leave things because we don't want people to say we church hoppers. Many of us, we stay in abusive relationships, even with family members, because we so love our family. But sometimes you got to get out of there and go seek Jesus. Uh-huh. And it's all right. Yeah. I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. I thank God for a sound mind. I thank God for power today. I thank God for love for myself. That I just won't let you beat me up. I won't let you beat me up with words. I won't let you beat me up with the way you treat me. No, I can't do it. I gotta go. Yeah. And I look better on the go, going on away from this foolishness that you're trying to do to me or have done to me. Because I don't want to stay over here and be battered and abused, and now I need counseling and I need help. No. God gave me power, love, and a sound mind. I want to stay with that sound mind and work that power he gave me and show love. But if I allow myself and make excuses and stay here, I'm messed up. I'm just as messed up as the folks that's doing this foolishness to me. Yeah. So I need to run and find Jesus. I'm seeking him. Mm-hmm. When I leave a situation, I may have to leave with the clothes on my back and my purse and a pair of flat sandals on. But I'm leaving seeking Jesus. And he going to give me refuge. Please believe. Now, many don't like the refuge because they don't want to be without what they had over here. See, they have a sound mind. I can be without everything I had over there. Because I got to have peace. I'm going to have joy. So I got to leave the craziness to have that with whatever I got. That's what it is. And God going to give me more. I'm a living witness. He'll do it. went to Alaska, one of the coldest states I ever known, with one bag, a purse, come out of there with suitcases and stuff, gave away furniture, gave away a van, top of the line van, gave it to a church. John 19:9 says, and went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Hallelujah. He went from courtroom to courtroom. They took him from place to place, accusing him, the savior of the world. So now if you think they're not going to accuse you, if you think they're not going to lie on you, if you think they're not going to call you crazy, if you think they're not going to say you're a holy roller, you're doing too much, it don't take all that, think again. He went from place to place being accused. He went from place to place battling these spirits. But he knew God. Do we know God today? Do we know the Son of the true and living God today? Is his spirit really living in us? Is the spirit of God, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father that have all power, is his spirit living in us? And are we allowing his spirit to lead and guide us? Because they're going to take us sometime in our mind from place to place. They will, if you listen long enough, they'll cause you to doubt you. You know you. You've been with you since you was born. But they will accuse you. They will point out all the negative things about you. Oh, she said she was a Christian, but did you hear what she said? Until they will make you doubt you. So the scripture said it again. And he went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Sometimes we can't give an answer. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 4:11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Did you hear that? For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Honey, if everybody love you, nobody's lying on you, nobody accusing you, everybody like you, everybody bringing you gifts and flowers and chocolates, be careful. Make sure you got what you got at the altar now, and make sure it was Jesus that you got when you got up from the altar. Because something and somebody is always going to be against you. Good morning, Brother Mike. God bless you this morning. Good morning, Kim. God bless you. Yeah, we got to be careful. We got to be careful. Because in this life, things coming up. And folk won't like you. Even on the job, honey, you're doing the best. The supervisor knows you're the best worker they got, but they don't like you. Because Jesus going to manifest. The spirit of the Lord going to show up. They don't like that. The word says, what does light have to do with darkness? See, they in darkness. They don't like the light because the light shine and show up the dirt in darkness. See, it bring what's in the dark to the light. You can see it. Mm-hmm. So we got to be prepared. Because in this life, there are trials. In this life, there are things we're going to go through. Yeah, we're going to go through some stuff in this life. But it's not for us. It's so that Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. See, they see people. They see a human being. They don't see the Spirit of God in me. They see Barbara. But when it appears, I give up the right for the wrong. When it appears, I give a soft answer to a wrathful word. When I show my enemies love and concern. When those that used me and did all kind of things against me and they knew I found out about it, I didn't treat them bad. But I treat them nice and let them went on down the road, never to associate anymore, because now I know what's in them. The world gonna see us as fools. They gonna see us as crazy, mentally what they call it, deranged, Lewis, mentally disturbed, mentally ill. They gonna see us in all kind of ways. If we speak in tongues, they say we crazy. What is that? But all that we're doing, we're allowing the Holy Ghost. We're allowing the Spirit of God to lead and guide. And he's having his way in our lives. We're better off because Jesus is going to be manifest before the men of the earth. I look at Apostle Paul. Now, they knew who Paul was, where he was Saul. They knew who he was. Agrippa and all of them, they knew who he was. Because they knew he was one who went to help God. Whatever you're doing that's against God, I got to kill you for it. I got to beat you for it. I got to put you in jail because you're not doing God right. And I'm sure that's the way the Muslims feel. But if you talk to Paul, he'll tell you about Saul, and he'll tell you that Saul was a man that he thought his way seemed right. But eventually he got to see the end thereof of Saul's way was destruction. Oh, watch out this morning now. That was a way that seemed right to Barbara years ago. But in 1993, Barbara got to see the end thereof of the ways that seemed right to her was destruction. When we receive the Holy Spirit of God, be ye holy for I am holy. When we receive the Holy Spirit of God, there will be a difference in us, a difference in the way we live, a difference in the way we talk, a difference in our behavior, a difference in the way we treat people. Sometimes it'll cause you to eat different. I never knew I liked broccoli. But I was going to dine with some people who loved broccoli. And when I found out that broccoli was a part of the meal, I wanted to be kind of squeamish in myself. See, not let them see it, but in me, I'm thinking, But once I taste the broccoli and cheese, and it had butter in it, quality ingredients, it tastes very good to me. I couldn't let it go. I started making it. So sometimes you're going to be in some places. But because that greater is in you, greater will teach you what to say, when to say, how to, I'm going to say greater teach you how to behave. It'll teach you how to react to things. I've had some believers saying some off-the-wall stuff to me, and I knew that wasn't God. But sometimes you have to agree with your adversary quickly. And you begin to pray for them. And they tried to come back with the same stuff. And the Lord said, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to turn the conversation. Because that wasn't him. Because even back to this, that's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We got to be careful. Because you think you're doing right. When we accept any and every old thing in the church, a lot of times we think we're doing the will. We like Saul. We helping God. We think we're doing what God required, but no, you got to tell them the truth. Tell her, look here, baby, you can't commit. This your first baby. You had your first baby 2 years ago. You're not married, and you're back with another one. The scripture said, don't let fornication be once named among you. I got to let you go and talk to the mothers of the church now. And let the mothers of the church pray for you. That's if I got the right kind of mothers of the church in here. Because see, they set them down a long time ago. They didn't want them in there because them sisters there. Them sisters are calling out. Them sisters had discernment, many of them. I'm talking about the real mothers of the house of God now. I'm not talking about them with some foolishness and got what they call religion and they holier than anything walking. No, they got great testimonies because they was there themselves. They had babies out of wedlock. Some of them was alcoholics. One or two of them was prostitutes. A couple of them over there was whore. So they know what's going on with her. And they've been in the word for years. They've been in their prayer closet for years. God done elevate these women in them, in him, in the Holy Ghost. So now they want to help her. And they can call that thing out to her. They can call it out. I share it with you. I can remember Mother McClendon, Mother Brown, Mother Robinson, Mother Tyler, Mother Blakely. These girls didn't play the radio. That which they taught, they lived. Especially that Mother Tyler. Oh, my goodness. When I was a girl and Mother Tyler used to get up and testify, Apostle, let me tell you what she was saying. She said, God kept me. He didn't keep me against my will, but he kept me because I wanted to be kept. Now, at the time, as a girl, Apostle Boatwright, I didn't understand what Mother Tyler was talking about. But that always stayed with me. That always stayed with me, even in my teenage days, in my young adulthood, in my middle age, now in my senior years. God didn't keep me against my will. He kept me because I wanted to be kept. And the evidence was there that this woman loved God. Mother McClendon, my brother and I, she used to dance before the Lord, and my brother and I used to call it the huckabuck. Y'all know how children is. But that McClendon was a lovable woman. That McClendon would come to your rescue. That McClendon, if you was with foolishness, she'd call it out and say, baby, we can't do God that way. You understand me, sugar? Sweet. Now, Mother Blakely was a little bit more stern than that because she was one of them kind that couldn't hardly drink water around nonsense. And especially she knew that you knew better. So she wasn't coming to you lovingly sweet and all of that when you know you're wrong. She just stand up and tell you, now, you know you're wrong for that, right? Now, explain that to me. Make that make sense to me. And you couldn't do it. So Blakely said, you're going to repent of what you're going to do? Yes, ma'am, I'm going to repent. All right. And she was through with it. I never did see her walk into the church. I would look over there where the mother sit. And I didn't see no Blakely over there. And then later on, I looked, Blakely was in the house. But I learned to love these women. And I loved to understand them and to see what God had did in them and to see their walk with God. It wasn't about their flesh. They had a charge to keep, a God to glorify, and they walked in a way where man could see God. Now, if you want it, I can help you. But if you don't want it, I can't tolerate foolishness because I'm not going to let anything separate me from the love of God. And Blakely used to say, you're so cute. Baby, look at your hair. You're so pretty. but to straighten you like a hot comb straighten some nappy hair. You hear me? It's as if we don't have that anymore. They set them down. Yeah. It took too long in church. See, because we go there and give them 5 minutes, but we want him to give us a lifetime of blessings for spending 5 minutes in his house. Nobody got patience. We read that up here. We read that up here now. We went up here and we saw we got to have patience. It says it's what the Holy Spirit give you now. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit. Over in Galatians 5:22-24, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And one of them fruits is patience. We don't have the patience to wait for God to do nothing in us. They told me about a microwavable age, a microwavable world, everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. But some things need to marinate. I make spaghetti sauce from scratch. And if you want the best taste in spaghetti sauce, you have to let that sauce cook. It cooks and it cooks on a low heat. And the longer it cooks, the more flavor it gets. But we want everything overnight. And another thing, we want the preacher and everybody else to do it for us. And when the preacher can't do it for them, they want to talk about the preacher don't have God. No, you got to wait. You got to be seeking God. I can't be on the altar keep seeking God for you. I got him. You got to get him, and you got to get it for yourself. You need the Spirit for you. Seek after the Spirit of God and make sure you got it. And the Spirit just don't come on us. I love the way he moves. Ooh-wee. The Spirit of the Lord come on you, especially that spirit of praise. Lord, I love it. I love it too much. I love it. But the Spirit does more than that. It does more than make us feel good. It teaches us. It leads us. It corrects us. It will cut you so that you can bleed out the bad blood. And he'll put in the good blood and sew you up. Now you walking in a new life. But we got to get serious about God's business. Because look what it says. Now those belong to Christ Jesus crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. We crucify. We bring it under subjection. We make it behave. We just say no to the flesh. Because we got too many flesh walkers. We need more spiritual walkers. Walking in the Spirit of God. So they can come and tell me what I need to do. So they can come and tell me the changes I need to make. The prayer I need to pray to God. They can pray with me, but I got to go to God for myself. Because you got too much of that. Pray for me. And while I'm praying, what are you going to do while I'm praying? Everybody want to run for prayer. But what are you going to do while I'm praying this prayer of faith for you? Are you going to learn to pray for yourself? Are you going to learn to walk in his way and not yours? Or the devil's way? Are you going to learn to be faithful unto God? Are you going to learn to apply his word to your everyday life? Or are you going to keep chasing after the things of the world and in the world? Look, I have a risen Savior. He suffered. He bled. He hung. He died. He conquered all. He rose with all power. Just the fact that him overcoming death was a big deal for me. The fact that he could suffer like that for me, knowing when I was born, I wasn't going to treat him right. That was a big deal for me. And if he can do all of that, Why can't I do something right towards him? Why is it that I have to keep the use me mentality? When it says pray for those that despitefully use you, he's praying for me. He's praying for many of us because many of us despitefully use him. We don't give him our whole heart. We come asking for stuff. What the song was, Louis, gimme, gimme, gimme. We come gimme, gimme, gimme. But when are we going to give back to him? The risen Savior, the Savior of the world, his name is Jesus. I got to go over here. I want to keep going because there's so much goodness down here. 1 Timothy 1 and 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior. Look at that. And Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Because they won. Yeah, God and Jesus, they're one. He's the Savior of our hope. I mean, he's the Lord, which is our hope. Yeah. But I got to go over here this morning because I got to share this. Because this is the true way to him. This is the true way to God. And what we have to do is we must believe. That's the first key, is to believe. It all starts with faith. For those who have not come to him in the fullness. Because some of us went to the altar and we became part-time folk with him. We didn't give him, stand with him all the time, as often as we can. Because in this life, I know we got duties. You know, many of us have to cook. We have to clean. You know, husband and wife, you got to see about your husband. The husband got to see about the wife. We got to see about the children. We have to go to work. We got church business. We got this kind of business. We got that going on. But listen. We got to come to him in the fullness. We got to open our heart up to him. I'm not telling you to open your heart up to everybody. Don't do that. Trust no man. That's what the scripture says. But we got to open this heart up to God. We got to let him see the good and the bad and the ugly in us. Not that he don't know, but we showed it to him. So he'll know that we know this is in us, especially the bad and the ugly. I know this is in me, Lord. And the only way I believe I can get it fixed is I got to receive you in the fullness. I can talk about you, but talking it and living it is two different things. James taught us, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. And in other words, to don't just be a knower of the word, but do what the word says to do. Apply the word of God to your everyday life. That sums it up right there. But if you don't know him in the fullness this morning, or you never tried him, you heard about him, mama taught you, somebody said something, you kind of believe it. You got to go to him and you got to confess with your mouth. You got to confess the Lord Jesus and you got to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and he's going to save you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because the word says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. He made it for the Gentiles. Yeah. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 through 13, it's going to share this with us. If we look at 14, it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How they hear without a preacher, I don't know. That's why it's so important for preachers to spread that good news of Jesus. It's so important to teach the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's important to teach the gospel. Because a child could hear, a young adult could hear, a teenager could hear, even an infant, toddler can hear. An infant. Men and women, when they're pregnant, they pray. And they pray over the baby. Some of them, the mama and the daddy get together and they pray for the baby before the baby is born. The baby come out with a different kind of attitude. Prayer works. So look, and they keep feeding the baby prayer. And as the baby get older, they feed the baby the word. The baby, they feed the word to the baby. Because the word is so plain and simple, even a child can understand. So look, we got to have a preacher. And preachers don't understand the call that's on their life. When I go to the store, I got to preach some kind of way. I got to talk about it. So everywhere I go, I got to make something known about it. It's my job. Somebody going to hear. And like I said, they may not come to God that day. But there's a day coming they're going to come to him because his word won't return void. What he set out for that word to do, that's what it's going to do. But a lot of times the preachers don't remember this, and they go in the store and get what they're going to get and come out. And then a lot of us, we act like the world. We don't even speak. We don't acknowledge no difference in us than the other. We just. But I went on down and I looked at 15, because see, the ending of 14 says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they've been sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. My goodness, somebody. Ooh, the good news of Jesus is a good thing. Do y'all hear me this morning? Knowing that he rose from the grave is a good thing. Knowing that he suffered for me is a good thing. Knowing that death couldn't hold him in the ground is a good thing. Knowing that God sent him, he came and he taught. He gave much. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He taught the truth. It's a good thing. And him going away is a good thing, because he went away to prepare a place for me, that where he is, I may be also one day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we thank you this morning, Father, for that place. We thank you. Even for the preparation that you're making. Oh, for the preparation, we thank you. That you went to prepare for us, we thank you this morning. So I want you to know that if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, and you remember him, and obey the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as the people of God, are we hearing the word daily? Do you read the word? Do you play YouTube preachers? Do you, what do you do daily concerning the word of God? I know we come to Jesus in the morning, but that's 3 hours and that's over with. We got 24 in the day. All through the day, as often as we can, we should keep a scripture before us. I got my weight on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Huh? Yeah. I keep my stuff before me. Because I got to remember, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. That's one of my all-time favorites. We got to remember these things and walk in the spirit of God, because God has given us a Savior. He's given us a Savior. But we act like we don't have nothing, many of us. We act like we ain't got no Savior. What you talking about, Barbara? Who he saves? It's like this. You said, well, hey, Barbara, I'm having a special dinner at my house on Sunday. And I heard you make really good ambrosia. Y'all know I'm about that food now. Can't eat it right now, but I'm about it. But I hear you make pretty good ambrosia, and I was wondering if I could get a bowl from you. Give me a bowl that would feed about 20 people. And we make the arrangements and everything, and I get it all made up, and I bring it over there. But you don't put it out. You got the ambrosia, you're excited, you know when the people taste it, they just go ooh and ah and just pat you on your back, do your brownie points, hero cookies, you're going to be the star of the show. But you don't bring the ambrosia out. So if you don't bring it out, how can I taste it? If I don't know it's there, how can I know it's there and taste it? We got to bring Jesus out and taste daily, as often as we can, all day, and see that he is good. Yeah. We got to love him. And see, that which you love is going to reflect. If it's a man you love, you're going to talk about that man all the time. You can talk about him for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Oh, you love him. But do we do Jesus like that? Do we love him like that? Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, you got people, they want what he got. But they don't want him, because to want him, they got to let their flesh go. And they don't want to let the flesh go. And that's a sad thing. He's much better than your flesh. He'll give you more than your flesh would ever give you. See, the flesh will cause you to go to hell, but he's going to bless you that you go to be with the Father throughout eternity and him. They're one still now. I love him today. I can't help but talk about him. I love talking about him. Me, I do. Yeah, or if you get on a subject with me and start talking about Jesus, oh, we can ride out. Because he has done so much for me. I don't know what he did for nobody else. But what he did for me, he did mighty and great things. Great and mighty things he did for me. Number one, he saved me. Well, I will go back. I'm going to go back. Number one, he blessed me that I would have faith, that I would believe. That was the key to opening the door to him and all the blessings of him, to believe. Yeah. And because I believe, and then it caused me to go to his word, and his word caused me to find other things that enhance my faith. Here come trust. Here come instructions. Here come the spirit of teaching me how to follow the instructions. Yeah. in following the instructions, I learned to learn more about him, what he's done, what he said, what he will do, what he's doing right now. It's a lot in there, but I tell you, to be easiest pie if you learn to love him. If you believe and learn to love him, you can't get enough of him. I need just a little more Jesus this morning. Do you hear me? I remember days I was in a place called Fairbanks, Alaska, and I would be sitting on the side of the bed, and I woke up now and done prayed my prayer of faith and everything, had my morning devotion, you know, my scripture, most likely sung a song or something, and I'm sitting on the side of the bed. And it just come to me, what they doing in heaven? And what they doing there right now, I could only imagine, you know. And I know that the elders praising, and I'm sure preparations are still being made, and all types of stuff is going on. And I just imagine everybody was there was rejoicing because they were in heaven, a place of special place, a place of all places. Not in and every old body is there. Not any and every old thing go on there. Nothing but good, you know. That which is holy. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him. I thank him. And even with all of that, I even got to learn that God have evil angels he can send out. Did y'all know that? Yeah. So it blessed me. I was over in that 105th Psalm and 119 and all back over in there, and I learned some things. That God, if you would fill my heart with your word, I can live it. All types of things. So when you love him, you want to stay with him. When you love him, you want to find out more about him. When you love him, you want to do what he says. Whatever you know that pleases him, that's what you want to do. When a wife loves her husband and she find out what his favorite food is, every time he turn around, she trying to give it to him. Why? She loves him. She want him to be happy. She want to please him. She don't want to give him a meal that he does not like. She want to give him a meal every time that he loves. Yeah. My son-in-law was telling me my daughter perfected meals just for him. She kept trying at it and trying at it until she got it right for him. Yeah. And see, he had to be paying attention to know this. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is real. He's faithful. He will always be there. If you go away for 20 years, when you come back seeking God, he will be there. He'll never leave you. You can leave him, but he's always waiting on you to come back. He's married to the backslider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, this morning, the Savior of the world. You know how big the world is? He fixed it so it just wouldn't be Jews that could come to him. But he opened the door and he fixed it so that anybody who need him can come. And we all need him. Now, some of us haven't realized that yet. Some of us haven't gotten that yet. I know the world, you know, they don't know that yet. But we all need this Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful unto him this morning. We appreciate him. We love him. We can't get enough of him. Brother Louis, I got a request for you this morning. I got a song for you this morning. And this is going to be my request to you. I know it's going to shock you just a tad bit, but I wanted to play this one for you this morning.
I am your covering. I'm gonna wear your robe. I'm gonna wear your righteous mane everywhere I go. You're gonna light my candle, son. You're gonna make it shine. You're gonna lead me to the throne.
Testify.
I am a working mate. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working mate. Oh yes, I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. City child, I was born in the north. I was born in the autumn time. Lord only knows what for. I was born when leaves turn red. Born when things are dying. But I was born with a big old mouth. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb.
Because I was seeking God and I was finding him. in that little building over there. And I kept going there and seeking him. And one day he baptized me. He filled me with his spirit right over there in that little building. Yeah. I had never been the same after that. I had received him in the window, looking up in the sky at the window at my house. But I remember Pastor Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And up in that little building, I received from God. And you couldn't keep me away from that little building. Yeah. So every now and then, I go back and take a look around. I was in a place. On 41st Street is where I live, out by Airport Road. And I can remember walking them streets and sharing the good news of Jesus. Oh, yeah. I can remember being there and being picked up for church because I didn't have transportation to carry me and my children to church, to the building. And God made a way for me to receive. And I was just blessed there. Brought me out of there into Florida. Back to Florida, I should say. Brought me back with many blessings. Many blessings. He brought me back to Florida. I remember being in Orlando, walking the streets in Orlando, Florida, sharing the good news of him. Oh, I wasn't ashamed of the gospel now. Oh, I thank him today. In Jacksonville, sharing him in many places. And you know, the scripture says the prophet won't be honored in his own home, or basically his own country. But guess what? I yet did what I felt was necessary. I talked about the goodness of him and went on about my business. Because it's up to the people to receive God. It's up to you to receive Jesus and receive him as your Lord and Savior. It's up to you to stay with him. It's up to you to learn to love him and treat him as if he's all that matters. Hallelujah. Because if you got Jesus, you got God. You got the Father. Hallelujah. I feel all right there. Ah, yeah. I'm thankful unto him this morning. Because there's none like him. Hey, glory. Thank you. Without him, I can't make it. Without him, I would be nothing. Hey, without him this morning, I don't know what I would do. But I found a Savior today, Louis. And he's sweet, I know. I found a Savior, Brother Frank. And he's yet on my side in spite of me. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. He been there all the time, Bro Frank. He been there from the day I was born until today. He never left me. He was waiting patiently for me to come to him. And at that appointed date, he drew me, and I couldn't help myself. I had to come to him. He made ways where I saw no ways many days. Still doing it right now. The same Savior of the world that they punished, they beat him all night, did all kind of things to him. He suffered, bled, hung, died, conquered all, rose with all power. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you today. The songwriter said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be today? Where would I be? It's not about what I can get. It's not about my dream. It's not about my vision. It's about the vision he gave to me. It's about his will being done in the earth. How can they heal without a preacher? How can he preach except he's been sent? And God has sent many, but they forget. They forget who sent them. Jesus said, I come to do the will of him that sent me. And he never forgot the will of him that sent him. He never forgot the will of the Father, that the will that the Father had for him to do in the earth concerning his people. God so loved us today, turned the word into flesh. Let flesh dwell among us so that many could see. I never saw him when he was walking the earth. I wasn't here. But I thank God for faith this morning in him. I thank God for believing, because that's the first key. The first key to coming to God is to believe. We must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. The songwriter sung a song that says, come to Jesus. And come to Jesus right now. And if you come to him, he'll save you. If you come to him, he'll heal you. Just come on to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. We need him today. We need a savior. I can't get hyped up on the vaccines. I can't get hyped up on the viruses out here. I can't get hyped up on this is going on. People have lost their mind. People losing their mind. This is going on. Every time you turn around, they done blowed up this. They done shot up that. They done shot. I can't worry about all of that, because that's not my business. I give God his business and I pray. I ask him for what I want. And I keep it moving. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God tells us that if we will seek him with all our heart and search for him, God will let us find him. Notice how serious the seeking and searching must be. The person must be very serious and seek and search for him with all his or her heart. The most significant part of the verse is that God promises serious seekers that they will find him. Remember Hebrews 11:6. Also says that he is a rewarder of those who, here it is, this is the key, diligently is the key, seek him. Constantly, always, keep on, never stop seeking him, because he's there. And if we seek him, we will find him. Yeah. We will find him if we seek him. Oh, God is faithful. And that's what I remember all the time, all the time, all the time, that constantly come to me. God is faithful. God is faithful. He is faithful. I am faithful. Do you know how much faithful means to me? I don't know if you understand. Because the songwriter said, I called on my best friend. She could not be found, but I called on Jesus. My life he can't hold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. Silver and gold. Yeah. I was on my way to the Memorial Cemetery to bury my daughter. And I made several phone calls I couldn't get through. And I thought on this. Oh, but you hear. You hear, Lord. If nobody else is with me, you're with me. Because I was looking for my family, you know, somebody from my family to be there. But her husband's family, all of them was there. And their family, you know, but I was looking for my immediate, and on the way back, my niece passed me. Waving her hand out the window. She was working. She worked for the sheriff's office, and she was going out to a small prison to deliver the sweetie goals. And I blowed at her. She waving. And then she called me. Did you see me? I said, yeah, I saw you. But I can't worry about today who's going to go and who won't go. I have to go. And I'm going on if I have to go by myself. I'm going back to the old path and take a look around if I have to go by myself. He's my all. And he should be your all today. Hey, he should be all we need, because he can supply anything we need today. We just must believe and seek him diligently. or it's going to be all right. No, it's already all right. In Jesus' name this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when I come back, the studio is open. And if anybody have anything that they would like to say, please today, press the number one and come in. I had said yesterday, well, Lord, I got so much to do tomorrow. I will go in and pray and speak words of encouragement and come right out and start to work on what I got to get done. And I got to, you know, spend some quality time to get this stuff done. But I got here this morning, and I have to let God have his way. I can't cut him off and talk about what I got to talk about, because he blessed me to get more than that done today. Huh? It's all right. It's all right. I'll turn 65 in February 27th. And I had heard about Medicare and Medicaid and whatever it is. But I didn't know nothing about no Part A, Part B, Part C. They removing Part F. I didn't know nothing about this stuff. And so they sent me all this package and one thing after another and this and that. And what it is, though, God is going to make sure I'm straight with all the medical and whatever I need. And so I got to do some research and some reading and some other things. And this phone will ring to me off the hook, both phones. And that other one, I shut it down. Oh, goodness. But these two, they the main phones, and they going to ring. But I said I was going to cut out early and get this stuff working. And then there's some other things I'm working on, like from the Diabetes Association, to work on pre-diabetic so that can go away. And because he healed me of that, you know, but I went back to eat like I wanted to after the healing. Now, yes, he did. He healed me. Now, I'm not joking. I went back and I try to use excuses. I'm from the South. We believe in soul food. Now, you don't, you can believe in it, but you don't have to eat it. And every now and then, if you want to taste a little something, you can taste it, but you can't be eating a whole plate of macaroni and cheese now. The whole bowl. Not the bowl they made it in, but you don't get you a nice little bowl of it and eat. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't be baking, having Nikki baking 5-flavor pound cakes and eat a half a pound cake. Now, you're going to get some stuff going on, more than diabetes. Yeah. That weight going to be on you, and you can't really move around. So I even saw myself in the video at the homegoing celebration for my daughter. I said, "Now, Barbara, now you done went overboard and ignored it. Now you back here again. We've been here before. You got to get that weight off you. Look at Louis Terry. I want mac and cheese." You do. You can't have it unless you eat it from the Diabetes American Association recipe. Because that real macaroni and cheese, it'll mess you up, Louis. Yeah, so, you know, I have to go back to the old path and look around, even at that, the eating, many things. Because in this life, we're used to some things, we did some things, and we got some things done, and then when we found ourselves, we was right back over there eating it again. I can't do it. And I believe it's my final straw. I need to cut it loose, let it go, and don't go back. Oh, I eat a little healthy, you know. I don't always eat like that. But I ate enough that, you know, yes. Because if I eat often, you know, peanut butter and a cracker, 5 saltine crackers and some tuna, a half a banana, a piece of toast, this breakfast, the toast got a little peanut butter on it. And if I eat a small, maybe a half an ounce of orange juice, I'm fine. But no, I want to go in there and eat fried fish and grits with lots of cheese in it and eggs. You know that's not right. Fried fish. I can have fish, but I can't have it like that. Yeah. And especially the way I season up, the way I make it. Oh, no. Even the seasoning in the batter. Oh, no. Yeah. So, you know, it's a good thing that God would tap us on the shoulder and show us some things and let us know, don't do that. Cut that out. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. But listen, I'm going to the next song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. Feel free to press that number one and come in today.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Donnie McClurkin this morning said he come for healing, and healing he'll receive. He said that he would heal me, and that's what I believe. I've come for deliverance this morning. Hey, he said he'll deliver me, and that's what I believe. And deliverance I'm going to receive today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the studio is open. Is there anyone have something to say this morning? If not, I will do our roll call. And after roll call, maybe someone have a testimony or something they want to say this morning. Feel free, feel free. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, my 708 area code. God bless you this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Andrea Spinner. Good morning to you, Sister Simone. And good morning to you, Sister Mari. God bless you this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. Good morning to you, Evangelist Robin Lynn Mabin. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony. And good morning to you, Brother Frank. Brother Mike Hopps and Sister Kim Hopps, good morning to you. God bless you. God bless you. To Sion over there enjoying that cruise like that, good morning to you. And a good morning to Sister Mary Ann. And a good morning to you, Sister Angela Foot and Sister Anna Lee Foot this morning. Good morning to you, Mama. God bless you today. And I'm moving right along. Good morning to you, Brother Louis again, and Brother Jermaine and Brother D. And good morning to you, Brother Calvin. Hey, Cal, good morning to you. Good morning, Brother Justin Gilmore and Brother Marquez Griffin this morning. God bless you. God bless you. And Apostle Claudia Boatwright, our very own, good morning to you. God bless you today. And we thank Brother George West Perry. Hey, good morning to you. I got to redo my list. Good morning to you, Brother Lee Hamilton. God bless you this morning. I hope and I don't think I left anybody out, but I'm going back over carefully to make sure, okay, that I didn't leave any of the ladies out this morning. Sion Rita. Yeah. Alexis, good morning. Sister Laura, my God, baby. God bless you this morning, Honey Bunny, and Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah. God bless you this morning. And I'm looking back over it now. I got to refix this list because I got it all marked up over here. So good morning to everybody and those that are coming through the podcast and the archives. I love you, love you, love you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you today. I really appreciate it. And I know every message. Some people, you know, they pick and choose, and that's a good thing to have what they call today options. Yeah, they call it options today. So I thank God for it, and we're grateful to him. We appreciate him this morning, and we love him. We love him today because he's so worthy, and I often say he's more than worthy. Louis done put in there to my broccoli chicken breast and broccoli will help fix you up. I know it with that juice off that chicken on that broccoli. Ooh, that might taste better than the butter and the cheese. Yeah, because I'm just seasoning that breast up with a little onion, a little salt and pepper, maybe a little garlic, and that's it. Look, maybe a little turmeric in there, and that's it. And the broth off of that chicken in that broccoli, yeah, that should taste good. Because, see, I'm watching them carbs real close. Yeah. Look at Louis Timber. I like to marinate the chicken breast in balsamic vinegar, olive oil, and a little brown sugar. Then grill it on my iron griddle. Then serve with broccoli on the side. Okay, okay. I want to put my chicken in my broccoli. So see, the brown sugar and balsamic might work. But I'm going to try it. I'm marinated. I'm going to try it. Yeah. But you know, I really like them wings. And they probably more fat than the breast. Because I just don't like thick meat like that. So maybe I can slice it in half or something. But I'm going to work on that, brother, little broccoli and chicken. Uh-huh. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing well. Eating a cookie right now. I know it's early. But you forgot our Sister Nikki, the five-flavor cake maker.
I said that Nikki with that 5-flavor pound cake like that.
Oh,
either half pound
cake. I'm gonna get me some cookies. That's why I didn't hear. Get me some cookies. But anyway, good morning, Sister Barbara. Good morning to everyone. And may the God keep blessing us and treating us real good. You know, they putting on that news how they going to increase the Social Security check. Like $90-some, I think. I'm not sure, but I think I heard like $90-some this year rather than 20. Last year, I think I got like $13. But this year, I think they said something about $90-some. I'm like, oh, that's good. We need this money for the seniors. We need it. I can buy more cake with that now. But Lord, your teaching was great this morning. For those who truthfully seek after the Lord, he's there for us. Who wouldn't serve a God that treat us so good? He wakes us up early in the morning. And he starts us on our merry, merry way. God does not have to wake us up, but he does, Sister Barbara.
Amen.
He does. And all he asks is we just serve him and love him. He's already did the ultimate sacrifice. He hung on the cross.
Man.
I can just accidentally stick my finger with a pin and I go, oh, my God, I feel like I'm dying. But they have nails in you. Bone pushed down in your head. And you're hanging till you die. I don't care if I have nothing to brag about. I don't have nothing to ask for. All I want to do is say, thank you, Jesus.
Man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They're standing in need of everything I'm going to tell you. Jesus stand in need of everything I need. And that's all I want to say this morning. Oh, I know her name now. It's still Sister Sion.
All right.
I was calling her Eon, Beyond, Dion, but I know it's Sion now.
Yes,
beautiful woman. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But I call my children every name but their name. But I thank God for having such a healthy family here in
Amen.
Jesus in the morning.
Amen.
I just love you all, Brother Frank and Brother Anthony. I love you all. And it's just such a healthy, good feeling to have friends with Jesus in the morning. So thank you, Barbara, for bringing me in on a friendly family show with a great teaching of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Jerry. I thank God for each of us because we are a family that come together early in the morning as a group to give God the first fruit of our day. And so we're grateful unto him that we have it. And I don't know this morning if Sister Rita is ready to recite her roll call list because Anthony has been showing out and holding up the belt high this morning and every morning so far. But I'm just
saying that ain't fair because men don't have the stress on them that us women do. So Rita needs a little handicap.
Okay then. Well, after they say he didn't have nobody to help him, and Rita can't have nobody to help her, Rita gonna have to bring it on.
Yesterday,
after I left the show, I was still laughing to myself every now and then when I thought about this thing. I said, because they was over there playing like Brother Frank was listening. And when they doing anything the other day, Brother Frank was over there calling out names. I said, and then after they going to come back with all kind of names over here. I said, oh, and really just not going to say not one name, really. Yeah, and she boosted it up, Sister Jerry. She boosted it up. Yeah, we should have a competition. boosted after they're up. That's what she was doing, boosted him up, and he was hitting it too. Oh my goodness, it just tickled me. Brother Lewis say, hi, Sister Jerry.
Hello, yeah. Brother Lewis. Thank you so much for helping us on that chat line. You good. You good. Man. You're already the winner. You the winner of the chat line.
Hey, because he going to run that chat. Yes, ma'am. Ah, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm grateful unto the Lord today again and again. He is faithful, and he bless us. Okay, then. Minister, I mean, Evangelist Mason said it's his. That chat room is his. She used to be hanging over there with him, and they got all kind of stuff going on. And she would come and send me a song and tell me Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Look at here. Oh, that used to tickle me so good. And that Brother Frank said, is that the one that said Jeremiah was a bullfrog? I would just be tickled too good. Yeah, we done had some great times here. God has truly blessed us here. And I am so thankful unto him. It's a good thing for people to come together. A good thing. Yeah. And so I can't help but tell God, thank you. I have no complaints about nothing today. I maybe should, but I just certainly won't. All right, brother. After that, I'm bringing you in right now. Brother Lewis said, my pleasure, Sister Jerry. I'm bringing you in right now, bro. Anthony, good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Good morning to everybody. First of all, I want to give thanks for life, health, and strength. Even my right mind allowed me to see another day never seen before. Thank you for that. Here's my limb. Thank you for who he is to me, what he's doing in my life, where he brought me from and where he's taking me at. And I just thank God for just knowing him, my personal Lord and Savior, and him, you know, drawing me to him. I just thank God, you know, for everything he's doing. Thank God for this ministry. Jesus in the morning, Freedom Door ministry. Thank God for being able to come together, fellowship with one another in the morning, get some spiritual food, and, you know, just have a good time in the Lord, you know. Young and old, you know, so, you know, we can always learn something from one another, you know, no matter our age, you know, and, you know, I just, you know, always think about, you know, my, you know, just growing up, you know, getting wisdom, you know, so let's young people, you know, so we always help us grow spiritually and in our walk with God, so, you know, I just thank God for that. Mm-hmm. I ain't got my checklist today because I'm driving. I keep my mind on the road, but I want to take. I'm gonna go off the head. I'll say good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Sister Jer, Miss Barbara, and you. Say good morning to Brother Lewis, Brother Frank, Sister Tamoa, Sister Brown, Sister Rita, Sister Fionn, Sister Rose, and say good morning to Sister Boatwright, the Foot family. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to Brother Hamilton, Brother Pear, Brother Jermaine, Brother D, Sister Alexis. I can't think of no more. Good morning, everybody, and y'all have a blessed day. Almighty blessed day in the Lord, and continue to, you know, seek God with all your heart, and, you know, let him be, you know, the person to guide you through the day, and, you know, just stay positive, and we just thank God again, you know, to be able to come to fellowship this morning with one another. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all keep me in y'all, and keep me in y'all prayers. I keep y'all in mind.
Amen. Amen. We'll do, brother. After that, we'll do. All right, now, Sister Rita, he kind of still lead this thing. He kind of still lead. Yeah. Oh, Bishop Scott. Yeah, matter of fact, Brother Lewis, I heard from Evangelist Scott on yesterday. I hadn't heard from them in a few minutes. As I heard from her yesterday, and I wrote her back this morning. So she will probably write me back today and say something. Yeah. So, because we was in some of the same groups, and we don't quite fellowship like we used to, but they are still around. They still around, yeah.
And so, Yeah, Brother Calvin. Good morning, Brother Calvin.
All right.
I'm trying to remember you.
Yeah, I'm calling him Brother Cal. I'm calling him Cal these days. I think that's what Sister Jerry said. Is that the name you like, Sister Jerry, Cal?
Yeah, I don't call
it
Cal, man. That's what I'm upset with.
This is
Sister Cal.
Okay. All right, Cal. We got
you. Good morning, Brother Cal.
He ain't saying nothing. He's smiling. He know he's being recognized. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes. All right then, Cal. We got you now. We got you. Yeah. That is so strange.
I know he's born on the same day as Barbara.
Oh, yeah. February 27th.
The same day as Barbara. Yeah.
Wow. Cal got it going on. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, 77, 87, 97. Okay. Them sevens are seven. Because, see, my daughter was 77. Now, Calvin, 97. Oh, yeah, that's
right.
A good thing. That is a good thing. I'm not just saying it because it's me, but it is. It really is.
It's like God gave you another child on that day, Barbara.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jerry.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he loved him from Barbara.
He come over and sit on the couch, and he be talking and looking at TV and laughing and pointing and talking. And I be looking over like, okay. And when I'm talking and saying something, stop and pay attention. Jerry said, you see that? You like being over here with Barbara? He said, yeah. Okay, then. Fool with it now. Fool with it. People know good when they see it. They know good when they see it. And so, Sister Rita, you're awfully quiet. Where you at? You sleep? After the done came in and showed out again. After the done come in and showed out again this morning.
Oh, I heard him.
I get my foot with him. Yeah, I'm telling my sister Rita ain't saying a thing over there. She usually write me or say something. She might be
napping. He back into the archives and got names and things.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to have to help.
Yeah, because he done showed out right quick. He done completely showed out. Yeah, I'm waiting on Rita. That's what I'm waiting on. So listen, I got one more request right here to get out this morning. And we're going to this one, and when we come back, if anyone have anything they would like to say, feel free, press that number one and come in. If not, we're going to pray out today. But if you have something to say, we have a little time. So let's go to this one.
Blessings and glory and honor. Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful unto him this morning. So if no one else has anything they would like to say, I will pray us out today. And we pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. All right, so let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you today for your word. But Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And we ask you today to sanctify us through that truth, for that word is truth. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for all you've done for us. Lord, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do, great and mighty things for your people. We bow down before you this morning, Father, and just simply say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you've been good to us. Made ways where we knew a way wasn't. Lord, you've opened doors just for us, and we thank you this morning. And as we depart, Father, you know what each of us standing in need of today. And we ask that you would supply the need according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Father, some may need money. Some may need a place to live, a car, a job, a healing, whatever it may be. Healthy eating, God, whatever it is today. We ask that you would move upon our hearts and minds, that God would allow you to do it for us today, because without you, we can do nothing. So we thank you again this morning for hearing and answering. And Father, as we go out today, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Lord, we ask that you would supply our needs according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus, this day. And again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, October the 14th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to end with this song right here.
If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd maintain. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a word for you. But you know,
no need to try.
Don't know.
No. call me and tell my people if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tarsus. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got a hole in the corner, and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him.
she was okay. There's no need to even try. You don't know.